Welcome to Radio Today broadcasting in Johannesburg on 1485 AM and nationally on DSTV Audio, channel 869.
400 exhibitors, 2 halls, 3 days. China Home Life and China Machine X showcasing 2 Chinese sourcing platforms ideal for traders, buyers and importers all under one roof. 31 August to 2nd September, Sandton Convention Center, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. daily. Pre-register now for free entrance. www.chinahomelife.co.za www.chinamachinex.co.za. A wide range of top suppliers showcasing top quality products.
So that ad has total relevance to our very first interview on Contemporary Business this afternoon, every Thursday, 3 to 5. I'm chatting with Derek Houston, who's project manager of this China Home Life and China Machine X South Africa. And those of you who've listened to this show before will know that there is really a love-hate relationship between us and China as a country and what it's doing in Africa. So Derek, welcome to the Lion's Lair.
Ah, thank you very much, Dr. Ivor.
So, all right, so you're representing China Home Life and China Machine X South Africa, and that's a show which is really demonstrating product for the home as well as machines for the working environment. Tell us when, where, and what the show is about.
Okay, it's really about everything that China exports to Africa, a wide range of products. Plastic machinery, textiles, home appliances, lighting, lamps, solar, machinery parts, and things like that. And the Chinese export a great amount of goods and services to Africa.
Derek, is it a little bit like going to China City?
No, not really. I think it'll be much more broad-based. We have over 400 exhibitors there. And reckon about 5,000 products or more.
Where is the show?
It's at Sandton Convention Center, and it's next Wednesday, the 31st of August, and the 1st and 2nd of September.
And what is the entrance fee?
No entrance fee at all.
Oh, that's absolutely fantastic. All right, so Derek, in your news release, I wanted to talk to you about a point you make in your news release that I thought was worth considering. And that is that we characterize product from China, particularly technology product, with directly from China. In other words, not through Apple or Samsung, etc., but directly from China. We often characterize it as Hong Kong, the notion of copied product, the notion of something that's going to break the moment you buy it. And you address this topic in your media release, don't you?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, China manufacturing companies have a very, very wide range of products that they offer, very, very high quality. And they can gear, you know, the orders from importers and textile companies and shops to what their clientele wants. And as you mentioned, you know, they do produce a lot of goods for all the high-end clothing brands and sporting brands in China, and this is the kind of product that's going to be on view at China Home Life and China Machinery. I think people will be amazed at actually the range of products they do produce.
How many of those products are legal products in the sense that how many of those products are being supplied into South Africa by manufacturers who have a license to personally distribute rather than manufacture under license?
Okay, so every single Chinese exhibitor that is coming from China is licensed by the Chinese government to be an exporter. And they're the only people who are allowed to export goods to anywhere in the world. So, and we do our own vetting of the exhibitors. And China Home Life is a show that takes place in 9 or 10 different countries around the world. So it's not just coming to South Africa. It comes to Brazil, and it's on Cairo at the moment. It's to Poland. It's to Mexico, Dubai. So it has a worldwide brand, a worldwide reputation.
I'm talking with Derek Houston, who's project manager of China Home Life and China Machine X in South Africa. Derek, you haven't quite answered my question in the sense that I'm really talking here about intellectual property, and that is that while the Chinese government licenses these guys as exporters, there's very little appreciation or respect for intellectual property, or historically there hasn't been in China. And there now almost seems to be a duality of systems where production now is subject to, if you want, respect for intellectual property, and yet there is a huge amount of back stock which needs to be dumped into the world markets, which certainly wasn't the subject of intellectual property licensing. How do you, as the conference organizer or your organization, how do you distinguish between those two very different ranges of products?
Yeah, that's a very interesting question. I think certainly with the show we had previously, that was not an issue, and it hasn't been brought up by any of the the buyers who have come to the show. So I don't think it is an issue really for the exhibitors at the show. And one of the interesting things is that we have a city called Minhang, which is part of Shanghai. They're coming to South Africa to actually do a seminar on how to set up factories in their district in China. So they want to encourage South Africans to invest in China in factories and manufacturing. So that will be an interesting part.
Derek, is that really true in the sense that there was a survey recently done that's used as a case study at business schools, which shows that out of roughly about 300 different investments throughout Africa, there are only five labor-intensive operations, that the vast majority of the setups around Africa and inward-bound investment around Africa are for automated facilities. Do the Chinese really want to work in Africa creating labor-intensive or at least labor-compliant factories?
Yes, I think they do. I think they are finding that the costs of manufacturing in China are very much more now than have been in the past, and they are setting up local manufacturing branches all over Africa. And I've been reading recently about Ethiopia and how many factories they've set up and how many people they're actually employing there. And so this, I think, is a new trend that's happening, that they are going out into the world and buying companies, setting up factories. So I think this is something that's quite new to them.
Derek Houston, Project Manager for China Home Life and China Machine X South Africa. Can I ask you finally, who should be coming to your show? Individuals, company buyers?
Yeah, company buyers, importers, shop owners, anyone who really wants to see what range of products there are coming out of China. So if they're in the home appliance business or they're stationary or solar lamps, they can come along and view all the products. There's nothing actually to buy. You can't go around and buy 300 scarves or anything like that, but you can place orders.
Is there a registration process?
Yes, it's on the website, chinahomelife.co.za, and you register now for free, and you'll get your badge when you arrive at the show.
Fantastic. Derek, thank you so much for joining us on Contemporary Business.
Thank you very much.
Go well. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.